Today's message is about prayer. Prayer is such a topic, you know, where everybody participates, I hope. Is it? Yeah, so nice. Because every of us participates in it. And the thing is, how often we pray? How often you pray? Then how often we pray about? There are many things we pray about. Then also, what motivates us to pray? Really, definitely not good times. When you are in pain, when the times are going tough, when sufferings are there, then we come on your knees. Knees in the sense, are we really coming on our knees? It's not the posture, it is the attitude. Come on the knees. It is our attitude. We cry out. In water, we lie on the bed sometimes. We just roll on the floor when problem comes. It is attitude. Because we cry out to God. Lord, what is happening? You know? Prayer. So, the thing is, when we go on these things, it really bothers us. It really matters what to do. So, before starting this, I said, let me come out with some story. So, I could find out some story. And this is what is, you know, I think so Sam can read. Sam has, Samuel has a very good voice.
Woman was at work when she received a phone call that her small daughter was very sick with fever. She left her work and stopped by the pharmacy to get some medication. She got back to her car and found that she had locked her keys in the car. She didn't know what to do, so she called home and told the babysitter what had happened. The babysitter told her that the fever was getting worse. She said, "You might find a coat hanger and use that to open the door." The woman looked around and found an old rusty coat hanger that had been left on the ground, possibly by someone else who at some time had locked their car keys in their car. She looked at the hanger and said, "I don't know how to use this." She prayed to God and asked him to send her help. Within 5 minutes, a beat-up old motorcycle pulled up with a dirty, greasy, bearded man who was wearing an old biker skull rag on his head. Thought, "This is what you sent me to help?" But she was desperate, so she just kept quiet. The man got off of his cycle and asked if he could help. She said, "Yes, my daughter is very sick. I stopped to get her some medication and I locked my keys in my car. I must go home to her. Please, can you use your hanger to unlock my car?" He said, "Sure." He walked over to the car, and in less than a minute, the car was open. She thanked the man, and through her tears, she said, "Thank you so much. You're a very nice man." The man replied, "Lady, I'm not a nice man. I just got out of prison today. I was in prison for car theft and have only been out for about an hour." The woman thanked the man again with sobbing tears, cried out loud, "Oh, thank you, God. You even sent me a professional."
Sometimes God works in a very unexpected ways. You know? We really sometimes see that God's hand is always there. But when we pray, are we confident that God will answer our prayers? So, question to think of. You know? Then, sometimes we are so sure that definitely God is not going to answer. You know? Sometimes we say, we go to the God, but we know God is not going to answer. There is some problem. Last few months back, maybe 1 or 2 months back, I had been to Pune, and one of my cousin, he had a heart problem. There were blockages, some 5-6. I may be exaggerating, but there were some 3-4 blockages, and it has to be dealt with. So we went all the way to Pune, we saw Vitti. Then in between we went to our native place. So we said, Chalo, come on, let us see how easy. So we went to his place. The patient was out of the bed. He was taking around, walking around. Blockages are gone. So our prayer is also gone. There are some problems within us. And some of the problems which Bible speaks of, we can see here. These are the hindrances. These are the blocks which are there in our life, which doesn't reach. So find out which, how many blocks you have. 1, 2, 3. Let us introspect on upon ourselves to see whether what is the reason why that confidence is not there, or why that zeal is not there, that God is not answering, or why that problem is there between us. It is main sin. Maybe one of these, when we see this, first is unbelief. So James 1:6 says, but when you ask, you must believe and not doubt, because the one who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. That person should not expect to receive anything from the Lord. Are we doubting when we are going to in front of God while we are praying? Yep, doubt. The God who came from, and so many songs were encouraging today. Every worship, I feel that it is very encouraging. It lifts you up. And we say, the God who left heavens just for you and for me, does he not answer our prayers? He will. But if you have unbelief, when you go on your knees, or when you come with a crying heart before the God, remember, take out that doubt, because Satan is always there to show you, are what? You are coming, you have done this and that and all. Take it out. God has done everything for us. We are so as crystal as clear. Why? Because God has done everything for us. That is why we hide in God, we take refuge in God. So come out of that. Second is unforgiving. You know, he says, Mark 11:25, and when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins. Forgiveness is the basic criteria of being in the Lord. Whatever come to our mind, how I can? Is it possible? So much things, they have hurt me, or some problems. Think about yourself. Think about ourselves. Think about myself also. We were destined to go into hell, but God came and our sins are forgiven. So when God has done so much, can't I do little unforgiveness? How many times do you have to forgive? 7 times. See, we are very good in the scripture. But knowing it is very good, because immediately the thought comes. But how much we are doing into practice is important. Knowing scripture is good. Even the Satan knows the scripture so well. You know? But how much we are putting into practice. So, church, let us forgive. You take a step of faith, because the person who is in you, you know, one who is residing in us, you know, is Holy Spirit. Searching. It is like this, you know. We bring many things at home, and then one finds, Ari, I found it, you see. And then you start using it, because you were really, really hunting for that and you found it. Likewise, you search within yourself. That treasure, that Holy Spirit is within us. No? Take the strength from that Holy Spirit and move out. Nothing is impossible. Everything is possible with God, not with me. Because I am a useless person. I have no meaning in life. I am going to fall again and again. But God is going to help me. So with His strength, we can go ahead and try this. And you will really enjoy the life. Life is so beautiful in the Lord Jesus Christ. So if you have this unforgiving heart, please go ahead. Because it was the main who God came and He forgives. Then sin. Oh, every song had sin. I was just sharing. You know, every word has sin. Sin is the main culprit. That is why God has to come. And He has made us as crystal as water. He has washed us, cleansed us. So if anything is depriving you or hindering you that God is not answering my prayer, maybe sin is a problem. Where one of these things, these all are sins only, but this may be the problem where you have not tackled with, where you have not handled properly. That may be the reason you may be having doubts. That may be the reason you are wavering. Are, should I pray? Or should some people, they don't know how to pray also. What is that? Ahead and do the will of God and you will see. You will enjoy the benefits of it. Then wrong motives. You know? What is it, James 4:3? When you ask, you do not receive. Because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. In our earthly life, you know, when you ask anything to your parents, do they give easy? What it is? Reason behind it. You know? I think so Nathan did not get his two-wheeler easily. Isn't it? There, because he will inquire. What you want? Even you go to our earthly parents, they will not give easily. They will ponder upon why you want. Reason behind it. You know? Because daddy knows the best. When earthly daddy knows the things, how our heavenly father will not know. Him? What to give and what not to give. So don't go with wrong motives. No, I want, give me this, give me that, give me that, give me this, give me this, give me that, give me that. Amen. That is how we keep on praying. So is it correct? So this, it is like a one-way traffic. You know? So we have to see that motives behind asking. I have to find out. Then lack of considerate. This is, who are the husbands here? But there also would be husbands, I think, over here. Isn't it? So it is a lesson for us. Why our prayers are not answered. You know? If you are, as a husband, if you are saying that my prayers are not answered, this may be the one of the blockages in your heart. You know? It says that, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as the weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. So that also may be the reason. So it's a good advice for the husbands and would-be husbands also. We can think it over upon, get prepared now only for the would-be husbands, and let us improve upon the existing husbands who are not considerate, so that our prayers will be answered. Then again is pride. Pride, you know, all of you, earlier some things are there, that is why I have written dot dot dot. So all of you, clothe yourself with humility towards one another. God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Are we humble? In the sense, sometimes when we leave our house for this worship meeting, or when I want to go to come to Panvel or Vajji's place or anywhere, or any, when I go out of the house, we pray as husband and wife. We do pray. Sometimes I put it in the pocket. Then immediately my better half comes. Hey, I have a good worship. Unknowingly also we come into wrong postures. So are we having that pride? Are we humble? Are we coming down on our knees? In knees in the sense, not exactly knees, but your body. Oh, these are the blockages. So let us ponder upon the blockages which we are having. So we can think on that. Some of the blockages with others. So definitely, because when I was preparing, many things were spoken to me by God. And definitely, when the message comes from God, it also speaks to you. So what are your hindrances? What are your blockages? Think it over. Ponder upon it. Ask. Search that Holy Spirit which is there within you. And ask. Because the treasure which is there, it is within us. But we don't want to find it. The saddest part is, God is with us. Word of God says, Emmanuel, God with us. You know? Then, there are types of prayer. These are private and personal prayer. We do it in secret. Then we have that family prayers. We do it in small groups. Then we have public prayer for the congregation. So, these are the things. So, we see. So, we go to the one of the prayer which I have taken is of Daniel's prayer. The background is this of Daniel is, he's in exile. It is at Babylon. And now King Darius is in charge. And then we see that 120 satraps are being appointed. Three administrators are there. And one of them is Daniel. So, but he's a man of integrity, Daniel. He loves God like you. He's after God. And he is a man of integrity. No corruption. He's trustworthy. He's diligent. So the king decides, no, I'll make him the king over the kingdom. So then jealousy comes. Now somebody is promoted in the office. Why he? Why not me? So this problem comes. But they didn't find any excuse in Daniel. So they come out. And in the sense, they plan. And these administrators, satraps, advisors, they go in front of a king, Darius, and says that, let us come out, because he knows we cannot put anything charges against Daniel. Because only if you do something with the law of his God, the word of God says, if we do anything against the law of his God, then only something will happen, others will not get success. So they come out with a plan, they hatch a plan, and then they go to the king and they said, yes, they find out the decrees and they go ahead. And the King Darius also says, okay. And what was the decree? That next 30 days, you will not worship any god or any idol. So here comes now, 6:10. This is the background. And Daniel's praise, 6:10, he says, now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room, where the windows opened towards Jerusalem. Three times a day, he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to God, just as he had done before. That was his lifestyle. In our church also, we come morning at 6:30 in our prayers as a church. It was his habit. And when that love for God is there, he will not escape. Every day he used to, three times in a day, he used to pray. And then he knew that decree has been passed and laws has been implemented all over. Nothing can be done. Yet, he goes and does these things. He goes in his room, he prays. That is what they trap him. These satraps and advisors, they trap him and they bring that before King Darius. But King Darius, then once the law is law, you cannot repeal. You cannot change the laws. Once it was the law of the land. So he had to be put into lion's den. And then he is put into lion's den. He becomes restless. And who becomes restless? Not Daniel. King a pagan king who didn't know God, he becomes restless, not Daniel. Daniel knew very well, if anything goes right or wrong, my God is there. He is even to face the lion's den, because he didn't know the result, what is going to come. You know?